could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Here at the University of Vermont, we value students' education first and foremost. However, the well-being of our students is just as important to succeed both in and outside of the classroom. One of the best ways to give your body some extra TLC to ensure better well-being includes partaking in some form of exercise. Whether that be going on a walk or run outside as the weather gets warmer, going to the Patrick Gym to play a pickup game of basketball, or trying out a fitness class that UVM's Recreational Center has to offer, your body will thank you for giving it some extra attention. So, the next time you have some free time, check the fitness class schedule for the day. Call up a friend to go on a bike ride, or even walk downtown. Your body will appreciate it, and so will you. This is a message from your exercise happy DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Ask if I'm in a movie. No, I didn't get the part.
Currently tuned into 90.1 UVM's and Burlington's Better Alternative. What is up? It's a Wednesday evening, about 6:15 p.m. And of course, every Wednesday we've got our awesome segment here at WRUV called Exposure. We've got a local live band, Kit Bash, in here, gonna play us some rockin' live music, and you guys get to grace your airwaves with all this good music. Why don't you hit us with your first song, and we'll do some chatting after.
Thanks so much.
Great. This song is called After Images, and it's the first song on our album, Anything at All. We'll be right back.
Nice. Thanks, guys. That was rockin' and awesome. Why don't you go around, introduce yourselves, tell us what you play.
Hello, I am Brendan. I play the keys, I'm talking into the weird mic, and I'm so happy to be here.
I'm Andrew. I'm also happy to be here. I play guitar. I play voice as well. I'm the less weird vocal, the one that with has all distortions natural on mine at least.
I'm Eli. I play bass. I'm the only one who you will not hear singing.
I'm Ross. Glad to be here, and I'm playing drums and singing just ever so slightly.
I'm Simon. I'm main guitar, and I'll be singing baritone.
Nice. Welcome to WREV, you guys. Pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Totally. What was the name of that song that you guys just played?
After Images.
After Images. Nice. I like it. Why? Why is it called that?
Andy Dew, why is it called After Images?
Oh, it's called that. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the deepest song, really. We kind of wrote it about... We kind of went for like a kind of like a predator prey kind of theme. Like we were thinking like savannas and like what it would be like to be, I don't know, being either being hunted or I don't know, some stuff. And that we were thinking After Images because we thought it was, I don't know, kind of added a kind of a cool, I don't know.
Are you guys the predator or the prey?
I mean, most days I feel like the prey, but I don't know. I mean, you know,
we get good predator moments.
Nice, I like it. Yeah. Well. Let's keep listening to some awesome music. I know you guys got a lot. Let's bang them out.
Yeah, we're going to do a twofer here as Iron Dog and then Time in Windows.
Everybody ready?
Born ready.
Thank you.
You guys, you guys are a great audience.
Thank you.
Awesome. I know. I'm back here audience. Eavesdropping on you guys. I had to come in here. I didn't want to sit in the booth. I had to be a part of it.
Everyone, thanks for joining us.
Happy to have you.
That was really fun. That one, I really liked it.
Thank you.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah, what do you got?
You guys are musicians, obviously. That's, you know. Gee, that's why you're here. That's why you're here. What's your favorite piece of gear that you own? I know musicians have a lot of gear, so.
Start us off, Brandon. What do you love?
Because I see a lot of gear right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in a weird place because I, in every other instrument I play, totally anti-gear. But I, whatever the sound is, I love playing any keyboard that has nice weighted keys. Mm. I feel like I started out on guitar, and I got so used to the tactile response that you get just playing it. And I feel like I just couldn't quite have a connection with like organ style keys on a keyboard, even though they're easier in a lot of ways. So I think for me, like any piece of gear that gets you excited to keep on playing is the right piece of gear for you. And for me, that's any keyboard with weighted keys.
I've got an answer too. This drum kit came from Resource. I think it was, what, $100?
Yeah.
80.
Yeah. Yeah.
80.
80. Yeah. It was cheap.
Good find. Good find.
That's awesome. WREV, we need to get one for exposure that we can just like keep in this room because the breakdown of the drums is kind of a killer.
It's the drums.
It's making us so break down.
Yeah. For real. For real, it is. Well, tell me just a little bit about whatever microphone situation you've got going on right here.
Oh, my thing? So it's a very new thing. And actually, I'm today, for the first time ever in a live setting, running this through a pedal board. So this is a harmonica microphone. It has a natural, here, I'll turn this off. It has a natural sort of telephonic quality to it. It's really nice to hold in your hand. Chat, you can't see this at home, but this is a really ergonomic design. It feels great to just hold on to and like prance around, as you'll see on the next song. But yeah, so I'm running it into a kill switch, the Sans amp for sounds, and then space!
Whoa, I like that one.
I can give you more space, and I will at some point tonight.
I also have a share if we have time. I have this. You'll hear more of it later. I don't want to ruin too much.
Oh, here we go.
So basically, I have this fun and it's a fun pedal. It's basically, so it's kind of like a whammy pedal, but it's kind of the smaller version of it. But it's really fun. You can do all sorts of fun glitchy stuff with it. You can just like, it's very like high fidelity too. So
those are guitar noises for our audio listeners.
I thought those were drum noises from the $80 drum kit. Resource.
Yeah, we got a DIY spirit. We try and make it happen with whatever we got, and then we get greedy and buy new toys.
Call it Kit Bucks.
Yeah, the Kit Bucks. Yeah, please donate. Send in today. For only awesome. $5 a week, you can get us one new set of guitar strings.
Well, I totally dig it, and I know the listeners do too. Why don't you guys hit us with a few more?
Yeah, so Simon is going to remember to tune on this.
Oh, I'm ready, baby.
Oh, he's tuned up. Let's get after it. Folks, I'm disparaging our beloved guitarist, Simon. I'm so sorry for the anti-Simon sentiment. This is a new song. It's called Dry Ice. I don't need to be in a baseball stadium. A lot of the songs we're doing tonight are new ones. We're working on an album, and these are some ones we've been excited about lately, hoping to record soon, and is one of them. Hope you like it. Dry ice on naked skin, leave no trace of where I've been. Sand the tips of fingers, I won't be found there. Yeah, hide myself in time. Cut the threads when it's 29. They'll be a reason they know who I am and who I've been. This next one, not so complicated. It's a simple song called A Song About Fish. It's on our first album. Simon, you all tuned up?
I am tuned up. Thank you, sir.
Oh, this boy.
I'm all over it.
He spoils us.
Fishing, about fishing only there. You are allowed to think of anything at all. This is a song about fishing only there. You are allowed to think of anything else.
Was sweet.
I have a special shout out on that song. So that is thus far the only song in the Kitbash pantheon that wasn't created entirely within the band. My friend Neo is a poet, and they sent me their thesis project called Keep It to Yourself. It's great. Probably not available outside of zine format in a limited press if you know Neo. But they wrote a poem called This Is a Poem About Fish, and I said, hey, can I jack this entirely? And they said, yeah. And we have, at various points, made parody versions of that song. It was a song about cats for a cat fundraiser a little while ago.
That's right.
For a Halloween show, we wrote This Is a Song About Ghosts, but we didn't get to perform it yet. So Halloween 2025, hit us up.
It's coming up.
We got it for you. We got Monster Mash on lock, too.
Hey.
It's a very malleable tune.
It is.
You can really do whatever you want with it.
It's about anything at all. And you know what? Thank you for bringing it back to our first album, Anything at All. That's a great, such
great,
a great
plug.
Point.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Oh, we did it on purpose. Yeah. That's awesome, though. I like how it's a collab. It always is. It's always a collab. Everybody.
Yeah, no, we, that is one of the things that we really like about each other is, I mean, we all have a lot of fun ideas and sort of anything goes, and we've gotten, I feel like as we've gotten to play with each other more and more, we have a better sense of, sort of what our strengths are, what we like to play, how we like to noodle, all those good things.
Besides the other band members, and you just mentioned one of your friends, do you get a lot of influence from other, like, local things, like other bands, other places in town, or I don't know, good food, whatever?
I'm gonna pass it to the other fellows. You do it.
Yeah, I think we've been kind of building community and also kind of like, I don't know, like engaging with community. There was a long time when we still kind of do these shows at there's a dumpster at this person's house that we play at sometimes. It's called Dumpster Jam, but they also, I think they're kind of rebranding it, so now it's it's something else now. But basically there are a few other bands we gig with kind of consistently. We gig with Sunroom a bit. We gig with a band called Fisher Wag, who's just a guy, but he's great.
He's got a band now. We're Here to Kill. Check him out.
Yeah, they're great.
Sweet. I saw
you guys had Rose Asteroid written up over here. We love those guys.
Yeah, they're great. I don't know. It's I feel like Burlington definitely has a good music scene. You just kind of got to go for it and go out and meet some people and, I don't know, have some fun.
It's also, I think it's exceptionally open to experimentation, which I really appreciate. I think we found a very warm welcome here.
Got a lot of good weirdos around here.
Yeah, excellent. We got more weirdos per capita than, I would say, any other college town. I'll fight people over that.
Can I say something maybe controversial?
Yes.
I coined this term with my friends, about Burlington and its inhabitants, and I call it BURFs. We're all BURFs, and it's a Burlington freak. Yes. Yeah, so I've been trying to spread that one.
Awesome. Really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, it rhymes with Nerf. I feel like we can get a song in there. We get that Nerf sponsorship too.
Get that Nerf sponsorship.
It's BURF or nothing.
Yeah, true.
BURF forever.
Ross, how about you tell us about this next song?
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. So this next song is called Sprouts, and it has something to do with climate change. And it's the only song that I sing on, so I hope you enjoy my one song that I sing on.
I'm pulling up a visual.
I love your one song, Ross. It's so beautiful.
I'm pulling up a visual aid for the members of the room. During the chorus, we shout various things in this order. So if you'd like to participate in this song, please do.
It's sound yeah. Sound yeah. Wow. Beyond.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And then yeah, yes, yes. And say sprout whenever you're not sure.
Listen for that at home.
Wave it around, you know, it'll be great.
I'll try my best.
I exist. Okay. Let's do it.
You guys are? Is that system moving?
All set.
Other people too.
Keep that thing going. Yeah. Keep that life flowing. Yeah. Keep that thing alive. That thing needs helping. Needs to blow to get you. Need it all to survive. Sprout. That thing is flowing. Keep that life flowing.
Yeah.
Keep that thing alive. That thing is helping.
Yeah.
Needs to blow to get you.
Yeah.
Let's keep that thing alive. That thing needs no attention. We need it all to survive. Keep that thing going.
Yeah.
Keep that life going.
Yeah.
Keep that thing
participation on that one. Just some of the best in the biz.
You're a natural.
Audience, can
you're
you
all
introduce
naturals.
Yourself?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm DJ Gravy.
DJ Gravy. Oh, Gravy.
WRUV. The Gravy Yard.
Yeah.
And I have a big smile on my face. That was really fun. First time I think we've ever done that exposure history.
Yeah.
You got a microphone. We got to use it.
You're in the band.
We forgot we typically have these hats that Brendan made because he's a person of many trades, and they're for Sprout specifically. And
he also
like
has the
line.
Pants to match as well.
Exactly. Yeah, oh, he made this for sure.
I'm rocking a heck of a radio outfit. Listener, you can hear it. Oh, it's loud. It is loud. His next song is called Moonlit Road.
You guys can participate on this too, but you're on your own. I don't have any pre-written into the song.
It's a niche song.
I wasn't sure. I'm Ivy, by the way, for anybody wondering. I've also been speaking. I loved Sprout. I was singing along.
Thank you.
Maybe
you
didn't know.
And you can keep on. You know, actually. Oh,
thank you.
Hold on,
great plug.
Studio audience.
If you're
you're getting something special. You guys, bam! I'm getting stickers.
Oh, we're getting stickers. That's
sick.
It. Visit WRUV.
I've done a lot of work for this band, so I think I deserve at least something.
Oh, I mean, this is a union show, so I think you are getting stickers.
Thank you.
If your talkback mics are recording, feel free to mix some of yourself in when
thank
you're editing
you.
All this. You know.
Don't you even worry about me back here.
Yeah, if you're feeling yourself,
don't
jump
even
in.
Worry.
All right, let's get rolling.
All right, you guys ready?
Let's go, boys. Look at this guy.
Oh, I wasn't too. That's just some questionable. So. Thank you.
you with the knife. Mug of cane. Conditioning. Ricochet. Punching a face. Rifling out. Boat that we made. Got the game.
Fun and funky there at the end. I like it.
Thanks.
We're going to slow it down just a scoochie gooch for this next one.
I can't hear you too well when you turn that off.
I was not plugged in, Ivy. That's why. I went and kicked a cable because of my excitement over the stickers.
It happens.
Yeah. We're going to slow it down a little bit. Get vibey. Eli, do you want to hop over to Mike, tell us anything about this song?
I wrote this song. It's called Magic Couch.
Thank you, Eli. We love to hear your voice. We've been encouraging Eli to sing for a while, and it's okay that he doesn't want. That's really cool, you know. Politely encouraging, not like you need to sing.
Speak for yourself.
Thank you.
Very chill. Very
really
nice.
Great. Great bass line.
We love our bass boy.
Bass boy.
Aw, that's good. I got a question about your writing process. It seems like, do you all write together? It seems like you guys do like separate things, bring it together group. What's your go-to process?
Mind if I take this one?
Go for it.
I feel like we keep it pretty decentralized. I mean, is my mic on?
It's on. Can you hear me okay?
No, yeah. No, we keep it pretty decentralized. I'd say like we're all pretty creative people and we get going on our creative journey and we'll find something that's like feeling right. There's an idea there and we'll just give it to the group and be like, what are you guys hearing? Like, how can I turn this idea I have into a finished thing that we feels like us? And I feel like I can speak for the majority of the songs that we've written have been kind of like a ping pong. Like, well, what if we tried this? What if we tried this? And I think that kind of spirit, one, gives us an enormous catalog to pull from because we're all writing simultaneously. And two, like, I don't know, kind of sheds off the preciousness that some people put on their art where, you know, you suffer over it for so long and it's got to be exactly how you imagine it. And I feel like we just don't take it that intensely. We still make music we really, really love and love to support each other. So however our songs end up, as long as that's our process, it feels really good.
Is there a lot of like jamming that happens when you're making a song? Or
not on my watch.
Yeah, we have some vocal anti-jammers in the band.
Wow.
So, I mean, some songs have happened as a result of open-ended songwriting.
I feel like play. I'm going to frame it as play is an important part of our...
Yeah.
But being a Burlington band, we're very cognizant of how jam adjacent we could sound.
Boy, we are just narrowly dodging the jam band allegation.
We haven't yet.
We are
jam band, despite Brendan's best efforts.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
Yeah, I wanted to test the waters before I placed any sort of similarities.
You were going to say we sound like fish, weren't you?
Because I know we have definitely like jammed.
Yeah, of course. How can you not?
I mean, we're from Burlington, so.
Awesome. Well, it's about that time, about 7 p.m., and every hour on the hour, we have to, as a radio station, give out a public service announcement. So, in honor of you guys being in here, you should rerun out, maybe play a little jam, as we were just saying in the background, you know. Do a little thing, make a little song out of it.
Hold on, we gotta remember the Wii Shop theme real quick. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
This one is so near and dear to my heart. I am a skater. Quad skates, to be precise. And this is about skating safely. Hey there, skaters! Here at WRUV, we know how easy it is to get carried away with doing tricks and flips